you make clothes out of them. I wore many a pair of underwear made out of flour sacks.
What was that? Was that kind of soft?
And of course, after washing long enough, it got soft. Brothers used to make fun of it. I had a pair of stamped black jeans, but couldn't get it out. Made especially for D.L. Palmer Griffin. Every time we'd go swimming naked, it just shed off. He'd read that sign on the back of my underwear. But we lived and we enjoyed it. I was happy.
Did you swim much when you were a kid?
I didn't learn to swim until I got 10, 11 years old. I'd go swimming in those phosphate pits. I had a slope off to them. Slow angle, you could wade in them out to a certain place, but then when you, whether they had taken the rock out from under, it dropped up to 30 feet. The big boys would swim in the phosphate pits, and I'd go down there and put around on the shallow. And they had a springboard that died in there, and springs went around, both white and colored, both coming together. Go down there with a darky. So I went down there one day, and they're jumping off that springboard and jumping. Get on the end of the springboard and jump back towards the bank, and you could hit on that slope. You missed it, you went about 30 feet down the ground, down in the water, 20 feet anyway. And I missed that thing. I got my toe hung on the top of it, and I couldn't get back on it. One of the older boys went out there in the springboard, dived in, got me back up so I could stand up. I tell you, that was near side of it, I came very near drowned. I had just given up. I couldn't get back up on it. I couldn't swim. He pushed me back up on there, and I choked around there a little while. After that, I stayed in the shallow water. I guess I was about 7 years old, but just to remember what he does when he's 7 years old. Those colored men, they get out there and they swim all over the place. I got quite a shock the first time I saw one naked. I didn't. I'd never seen him anywhere with his bloody clothes on. Went down there, 3 or 4 and was swimming, we were going swimming. I stood around and looked at him a while. I said, come on in, swim. Oh, we all went on in and swim. And the two boys I ran around with after I was 10 or 11 years old, their mother wouldn't let them swim. Or if she was swimming, she'd take a needle and thread, sew it up front of the shirt, to have to unbutton the shirt all the way down to get it off. She would sew it up, she'd just run that thread through and tack it all the way up here and tie. And they couldn't go swimming because they knew if they broke that thread, they'd tie the shirt off. But they finally worked out a way where they could loosen it up like you do shirt, pull it over your head, and it would be worn too, and they could pull it back and then tie it. But old Wallace and Harry, they'd take those shirts off and go swimming and then go home and take a licking for it if they had to. If they wanted to swim so bad, they could both swim. They stayed in Mulberry after we moved to Fort Meade. They'd come up to see me and spend a weekend, maybe I'd spend a week with me. I'd go down there and stay a week with them in the summertime when one going to school and one working, one big enough to work then to mine. I had a little old train that ran from Lakeland through Mulberry and down through Brewster, another phosphate mine, and then Pierce. Really cool phosphate on it in Card, but they had a passenger train run once a day. Come through that and stay it all day in Fort Meade, then he'd go back through Mulberry and back to Lakeland, round through the phosphate district. Called it the Peavine. Everybody rode the Peavine to Lakeland. We didn't catch a through train from Lakeland to Fort Myers. We had a throughway in Fort Meade ran from Lakeland to Fort Myers. Fort Myers was the furthest southern point in Florida at that time. There were Indians down there. I played basketball and baseball down there. Went out to see Edison's home. Edison was living there then.